In this bulletin, a World Health Organization team in China says the coronavirus is unlikely to have leaked from a Chinese lab. Hotel quarantine programs under review by Australia's top health committee after new cases of COVID-19. And in tennis, Stefanos Tsitsipas easily defeats Frenchman Gilles Simon at the Australian Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. A World Health Organization team in China says the coronavirus is unlikely to have leaked from a Chinese lab. The team has spent the past month in the central Chinese city of Wuhan, probing the origins of COVID-19. It believes the virus most likely jumped to humans via bats. The findings follow allegations the coronavirus leaked into the community from the Wuhan Institute of Virology, which has collected extensive virus samples. A WHO specialist in animal diseases and the head of the team, Peter Ben Emberick, says that's an extremely unlikely theory.
It was very unlikely that anything could escape from such a place. When lab accidents happen, they are of course extremely rare. If you look at the history of lab accidents, these are extremely rare events.
State and territory hotel quarantine programs will undergo review after COVID-19 transmission at hotels in New South Wales, Victoria and Western Australia. Victoria recorded a third case of coronavirus in 3 days, linked to an outbreak at the Holiday Inn at Melbourne Airport. The state has introduced mandatory COVID-19 tests on day 16 and the testing of staff on their days off. The Australian Health Protection Principal Committee will encourage new measures like Victoria's to strengthen the current system. Victoria's Health Minister Martin Foley confirmed system reviews are taking place.
Our National Cabinet has set in place a process for the gradual increasing numbers, but the Victorian Government's position is that everything is always under review and the public health advice will determine our response.
Police in Myanmar have fired gunshots and water cannons to disperse demonstrations against the ruling military. At least 3 people are in hospital after being fired at with rubber bullets. It comes as the European Union calls for a robust response to the coup, but one that doesn't harm the population. The United States Senate has started a second impeachment trial for former President Donald Trump. He faces a single charge of incitement of insurrection stemming from a speech to supporters ahead of the deadly riot at the U.S. Capitol. Donald Trump's legal team has called the trial absurd and unconstitutional on the basis that he's already left office. A leader of the Maori Party has been ejected from the New Zealand Parliament for not wearing a tie. Rawiri Waititi chose to wear cultural dress in defiance of a dress code which requires men to wear ties. Mr. Waititi says the greenstone necklace he wore in place of a tie is part of Maori business attire. In Parliament, Speaker of the House Trevor Mallard defended the policy, saying it's supported by the majority of MPs who responded to consultations.
My own sympathies are with an abandonment of ties, but that is not the view of members who responded. Supplementary question. The member cannot take a point of order. The member cannot take a point of order. I do not recognise the member. He will now leave the chamber.
Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says she believes there are more important issues to focus on.
I have no objection to. It's not something I have a particularly strong opinion on. What I do have an opinion on is that I don't think it's a particularly good use of Parliament's time to engage in any lengthy debate on something that I think most New Zealanders aren't particularly bothered by.
And to sport, in tennis, Stefanos Tsitsipas has accounted for Frenchman Gilles Simon at the Australian Open in Melbourne. He took out the match 6-1, 6-2, 6-1 on Rod Laver Arena. He'll now go up against Tanasi Kokkinakis, who had his first victory at the tournament in 6 years. Tsitsipas says Kokkinakis will be a formidable opponent.
I've known him for years. He was struggling a little bit with injuries in the past. Now he's back. I feel like he's playing well. It is a serious match, and I have to take it as serious. He's playing on home soil as well.
And now for today's weather. In Perth, partly cloudy 23. Adelaide, mostly sunny 35. Melbourne, sunny and humid 31. Hobart, sunny 21. Canberra, cloudy 24. Wollongong, light shower or 2, 21. Sydney, similar conditions and 24. Light showers in Newcastle as well and 24. Brisbane, partly cloudy 27. Cairns, showers, possible storm 31. And Darwin, shower or 2 with a possible storm 31. This is SBS News.